Hey, this is Paula Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow God's business. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message.
You are what you eat. You are what you drink. You are what you exercise or not, whatever. Most of us have heard these statements and have accepted them into our life process, into our thinking. I want to suggest one more that may be just as, if not more important to the quality of your life. You are what you say you are. Most of us are pretty aware of how our words can affect other people. But did you know your words may actually be able to change you? I mean, like really change you, like your genes. We're talking genetics, epigenetics here. One doctor talks about it like this. He says, we're born with a set of genes which are inherited, which we can't change. Things like your body frame or the color of your eyes or your hair. And there's also certain genes that if you're born with, you'll be crippled or have some serious disease or die early or something. But those genes that can't be changed are less than 2%. Most of our genes are actually modifiable and can be turned on or off. In fact, you are changing your genetics daily and perhaps even hourly from the foods that you eat, the air you breathe, and even by the thoughts you think. End quote. Another book says that a single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate your physical and emotional stress. According to the authors, if you think words like love or peace, it does stuff to our brain that change us. And this, if true, offers incredibly powerful possibilities. But let's keep it real. You're not going to be able to think words that will get you into the NBA or anything. You know, like taller, 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 faster, faster, faster. Words flow out of what's inside of you, how you think, what you focus on. And those words can either reshape who you are or leave you just as you are. Maybe, just maybe, science is catching up to what God's word has been saying for thousands of years. The Bible says that we should set our minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And maybe this is not just some starry-eyed, out-of-this-world kind of advice, but a practical transformational tool. Paul the Apostle in Philippians gives us a specific list of things that we should think about when he says whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, he says, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about those things. Can you imagine thinking about that kind of stuff all day, every day? Impossible, you say. Well, nothing is impossible with God. Difficult, for sure, but not impossible. I don't know genetics, obviously, but I do know God and His Word. And I don't know if words can do what these scientists are saying. I do know that if we want to be obedient to God, we'll turn our attention, our thoughts, and our words to His words and His thoughts and His ways. I don't need geneticists to tell me this. I trust God and His words. Think about that.